Well, at this stage, the enemy recognized that it was not going to be an easy task. And they started belting and shooting mostly innocent people. It was decided that we should do something about it. Early one November evening, the whole IRA turned out in force. Our orders were, shoot. I found myself at Mitherwell Cross with my squad. The shooting started simultaneously all over town, and quite a goodly number of the enemy were shot, and then we faded out. Next day, hell broke loose. The enemy ran amok, shooting, killing, and burning houses. All business premises were closed, bakeries, milk depots, etc., etc., and the town was in ferment. Anyone that could leave went to the country. That night, trying to make my way to my lodgings, I ran into a patrol and was fired on. The sky was on fire with the blaze of burning houses. Eventually, I got to my lodgings around 2 a.m. And so, the week and the excitement went on and eventually simmered down. And in a short while, we were back once again, the usual routine of raids and roundup, but now we had got it. We got into the habit of living with it, and we took everything in our stride. This may sound grim, but in actual fact, we enjoyed many a good joke outsmarting the enemy.